From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, we present an evening with Michelle Canning and Rough Edges, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
You let me hold you tight. I jump across and never get wet and right there. Yes, indeed, everything's gonna be all right. Oh, yes, indeed, everything's gonna be all right.
Thank you so much.
Please welcome tonight's host for Red Barn Radio, Ken Howell.
Good evening, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm host of Red Barn Radio, Ken Howell. And I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 481st live performance. Red Barn Radio welcomes Michelle Canning and Rough Edges. On stage tonight with Michelle are Thomas Albert, guitar and vocals, Samantha Cunningham, fiddle and vocals, Raymond McLean, mandolin and vocals, and Ruth McLean, bass and vocals. And Michelle's special guest, Becky Alfrey. We will hear more about this and all these great musicians shortly. Please welcome Michelle Canning and Rough Edges to the Red Barn stage.
Well, I know your friends don't approve of me, and I can't understand why. I'll never fit into your way of life. There's no need for even try. I've got rough edges all over me, and I can't change, not even for you. You can chisel the mold, but I'm brittle as coal. Those edges will never be smooth. Proud that I once called you mine. Hey, but now, sweetheart, we must say goodbye. We've come to the end of mine. I've got rough edges all over me, and I can't change, not even for you. You can chisel the mold, but I'm brittle as coal. Those edges will never be smooth.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Ken Howell speaking with Michelle Canning and Rough Edges. Here's Ken.
Wow. Michelle, that was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on the Red Barn stage.
Well, thank you for having us. We're really excited to be here.
I would like to know a little bit about your past. I read online that your grandfather, Pepe,
yes,
he kind of got you into this.
I was 8 years old, and I had gone to his house. He was babysitting me. And I had out construction paper, and I was drawing little guitars and things. And I said, Pepe, let's make a band. And he said, well, I'll play the guitar, and you play the banjo. Well, I had no clue what a banjo was. I was this little girl from Massachusetts, you know? And he said, well, here, I'll show you. And he actually pulled the banjo out of his closet, and he put it in my arms and let me hold it and touch it and try and play it. And I just fell in love with that. And since then, he gave me his banjo, and he started bringing me to bluegrass festivals and concerts and whatnot. And a band called Southern Rail took me under their wing, and a number of other bands since then have all been so gracious and helped me learn to play banjo and love music.
What kind of music did you play with him? Do you remember like a title of a first song?
Or oh yeah, like... there's so many songs. We did campfire songs and old country songs and bluegrass songs. I think our favorite one that we sang together was one called Shackles and Chains. And he would sing a verse and then I would sing a verse and we'd sing the choruses together. And we had a little family band for about a year. And of course we called them Pepe, but we oftentimes called them Pep for short. And so the name of our band was called Pep's Pickers.
Yourself real good and tight, and I'll be home before daylight. If you hold what you got, I'm coming home to stay. Well, hold what you got, I'm coming home, baby. Hold what you got, and that old me maybe been thinking about you, and I'm on my way. Don't sell the house, don't wreck the car. Stay there, honey, right where you are. If you hold what you got, I'm coming home to stay. Even when I get back, honey, it's time I'm gonna stay. No, we won't fuss and we won't fight. This time things are gonna be alright. Hold what you got, I'm coming home to stay. Well, hold what you got, I'm coming home, baby. Hold what you got, and that don't mean maybe been thinking about you, and I'm on my way. Don't sell the house, don't rent the car. Stay there, honey, right where you are. If you hold what you got, I'm coming home to stay.
On tour in the People's Republic of China with the Moorhead State Mountain Music Ambassadors, this is the way that I introduce this song. Woman, Heng Gao Xian Zai Lexington, Jian Dao Niman, Xie Xie Niman Du Dao Lai. We're proud to bring it back home to the Commonwealth of Kentucky to sing it for you this evening. Hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now, no, I know that it's true. Don't say this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. Hard to do.
Comma, comma, down, do you down, down. Comma, comma, down, do you down, down. Comma, comma, down, do you down, down. Breaking up is hard to do.
They say the breaking up. Breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can we give our love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. Cause breaking up is hard to do.
Comma, comma, down, baby, down, down. Comma, comma, down, baby, down, down. Comma, comma, down, baby, down, down. Breaking up is hard to do.
Comma, comma, down.
I also read that you're a New England band champion.
I am, and in 2009, I won that title.
Tell me what that was like, because you were pretty young when you...
I was actually the youngest person and only female ever to earn the title of New England Banjo Champion, and to this day, I've still got that. I was 15 at the time. It was a big deal for me, and then and still now. It's a hard competition, and it's a lot of fun to be in, but I was nervous going up there. Just a great... honor to have that title.
Who are you competing against?
It's called the New England Banjo Championship, but they don't limit it to New England. So there are banjo players across the country competing. And it was at the Ospee Valley Bluegrass Festival in Ossipee, Maine. And they've been giving out that title for many years, and I'm proud to be one of the people who has it.
What you've played so far are a couple of these songs off your album, The Flower and the Serpent?
Yes, a number of them. The one we just played, Breaking Up is Hard to Do, is on there. The one we opened it, Jump the Mississippi, and also Hanging Out with the Moon is on there, and we'll play a whole bunch more from it as the night goes on.
Oh, fantastic. You played Jumping Across...
Jump the Mississippi.
Jump the Mississippi.
Yes.
So the Mississippi is pretty wide.
It sure is. But that's how someone's going to find their loved one, I guess.
George Jones wrote that song?
Well, actually, a classmate of mine had been singing it in school. Linda Jean Stokely was singing it, and... every time she sang it, there was something about it that I really liked, and I had a band back in Massachusetts, and so I brought it back to them and said, I'd really like to work this song up, and we worked it up, and when it came time to create the album, it just fit the theme and seemed like such a great opening for the whole theme of the album. The theme is kind of the good and the bad of a relationship, which is sort of a symbolism with the flower and the serpent, and I thought that was just such a great way to open it up with just, you know, we've gone wrong, but we're gonna make it work. Running through the wild, wind is rushing through my hair. I'm running from your memory till I see you standing there. And suddenly I'm galloping straight into your arms, till a glass wall comes between us and she steps up and steals your heart. The jungle's mighty wild, yet the flowers, they still bloom. But despite their pretty petals, they will turn your life to gloom. I was lured in by your beauty till the poison reached my veins. Then I turn, I keep running till I see you there again. And oh, what a crazy dream I'm in. I can't run fast enough from you, yet I love you now and again. When I see you standing with her, see a flower with a serpent. can see clear through the branches at the creature's wicked eyes. They all know what's going on, but they don't comfort, they just spy. And they turn their heads away as the poison does its work. For they all knew but didn't tell me around the flower serpent lurks. Running through the garden, wind is rushing through my hair. I'm running from your memory till I see you standing there. And suddenly a serpent tempts you with fresh fruit to eat. And as you taste her lips, the poison burns and I fall down at your feet. Thank you.
It seems like it's an interesting title. Where did you come up with that title?
Well, it's actually a song I wrote. It's the title track of the album. And I was actually in my psychology class. I was waiting for class to start. Raymond, you didn't hear that. I was kind of trying to do this exercise where I picture something and then I write a song about it. And the first thing I pictured was myself running through the jungle, which the first line of the song is running through the wild, wind is rushing through my hair. And somehow I turned that into a cheating song, which is, I guess, the bluegrasser in me. It just kind of turned into this dark song, and the more I thought about it, the more I felt like that's what I wanted my album to be, was to talk about the good things that happen in Love the Flower, and then the dark sides of it, the serpent.
We used to walk down Main Street, holding hands like lovers do, talking at Young's jewelry store, see diamonds shining through. But there's no sparkle coming from the stones there in the store, like they used to do for you and me.
you so much.
You're from Massachusetts. Was it a big culture shock for you to move from Massachusetts to Moorhead?
Well, a lot of people say I have an accent I didn't used to have. When I came down, I guess I've always been fascinated with Southern culture, and you know, I grew up wanting to know what the South was like, and so I had traveled to Nashville a number of times. I hadn't been to Kentucky before I came here, and I think it's a different culture, but I got used to it fairly quickly, as quickly as a Massachusetts girl can.
We're glad you came. Thank you very much. So there is an event called A Night on the Edge.
A Night on the Edge. That's going to be on March 19th this year, and it's to benefit the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. We've been doing it for 4 years. This will be our fifth, and we've raised over $10,000 in the past 4 years for Alzheimer's disease, Alzheimer's research, and also care for patients and help for caregivers as well. And tonight we have with us T-shirts and water bottles and stress balls and hats, and they all say Alzheimer's Foundation of America on them, and all the proceeds that we make from selling those items goes directly to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America.
That's fantastic. What brought about your interest in this event?
Well, my grandfather, not Pepe, my other grandfather, had Alzheimer's disease, and it was something that was very hard for me. I was 11 years old when he passed away, and I knocked on the door one time, and he said, "Who is it?" And I said, "Michelle," and he didn't know who that was. And I had written a song about it, not necessarily about my grandfather, but for him, and also a good friend of mine, Mr. Russ Marsden, who had Alzheimer's disease as well. I was playing the song one day, and I thought, I want to do more than just this song. And I want to find a positive way that I can help a negative situation. And so I put together this event, and we play at it every year. It's always a fun night. We have loads of raffle prizes. I think last year we had like 50-something raffle prizes. We have homemade baked goods that the community brings in and bakes for us, and music all night, and it's a lot of fun.
That's quite incredible. How old are you again?
I'm 21.
21? I mean, wow. That's a heavy topic for a 21-year-old. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
you so much.
I know we're on the radio, but you look fantastic.
We wanted to look our best for radio.
So this is wild to me. I see you in a lot of pictures with high heels and these great dresses. Tell me about why this kind of fashion.
It's just what I love to do. I think there's not a lot of women playing bluegrass music, and I'm proud to be a woman playing bluegrass music. And I've always had a fascination with sparkles. If you notice, the guys even have sparkles in their ties. Thomas told me he hadn't signed up for this when he agreed to play with me, but... It's just something that I am fascinated with and I love, and heels. I walk better with heels now than I'd even do in flat shoes. I guess my feet are kind of molded that way, but.
I've definitely never seen a banjo player in high heels, so this is a first for me.
There you go. I did it just for you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Michelle Canning and Rough Edges. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Michelle Canning and Rough Edges after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.